Could I request the participants on Zoom to turn on their cameras? We can see you. Moon-like faces.
Hare Krishna, 亲爱的奉献者们 ，Giriraj Maharaj 请求大家把视频打开。大家话筒可以继续保持静音，可以把视频打开。Maharaj 说想看到大家。
Hare Krishna Maharaj, please accept my obeisances, all glories of Prabhupada.
Jai.
There we go. All right. I presume you can see me as I can see you.
Yes, I can see you.
All right. Hare Krishna, dear devotees, and good morning.
Hare Krishna, 亲爱的奉献者们，大家早上好。
We're continuing with our series of lectures on preaching is the essence.
今天我们继续我们的系列课程，传播是精髓。
And for quite a few, devotees have to keep their mics muted, please. Mics muted. Hare Krishna.
请大家。请大家把话筒调一下静音，或者 Satima 的请。
For several weeks now, we've been interviewing a number of senior devotees.
那过去几周，连续几周以来，我们都在采访一些年长的奉献者们。
And this morning, we're very honored and privileged.To welcome His Holiness Giriraj Swami Maharaj.
今天早上我们特别幸运，邀请到了圣 Giriraj Swami Maharaj.
Many of you may not know him.
可能，咱们中国很多奉献者还不了解 Giriraj Maharaj.
But he is a very, very senior disciple of Srila Prabhupada.
Giriraj Maharaj 是 Srila Prabhupada 的一位非常非常资深的门徒。
He was attracted to the movement in the late 60s.
圣 Giriraj Maharaj 是在60年代末的时候加入 Krishna 之觉的。
He graduated from a very prestigious United States University.
Maharaj 也是毕业于美国的一所名校。
Top of his class.
而且是全班第一名。
He was amongst the first devotees who went to India.
他也是最早一批去到印度的奉献者。
And.Perhaps he's most famous for the Juhu story.
可能最著名的还是关于在朱湖发生的事情。Maharaj 参与了大量的朱湖的故事。
Because Srila Prabhupada chose him to head up that project.
因为当时 Prabhupada 选择让 Giriraj Maharaj 来负责这个工程。
He is a emeritus GBC member. He served as a GBC member for many years.
他也曾经做 GBC 成员，管理委员会成员很多年。
He, of course, is an initiating spiritual master.
也是一位启迪灵性导师。
He's an author.
还是一位作家。
You can see just...to his, I guess it's his left, there's a couple of copies of I'll Build You a Temple.
大家看到 Maharaj 坐的左边那个书架上有一本书叫做我会为你建一座庙。
And that's a very thick book.
这是一本特别大部头的一本书，非常厚。
Because there is so much that took place from the time that The land was acquired in Juhu to the construction of the temple.
因为这本书记录了在朱湖那片地上我们购得地皮之后再到整个庙宇建立成功整个全过程的所有的细节。
Quite a journey.
是一个特别奇妙的、很非同寻常的一个旅程。
But nectar on each page because it describes、so much about Srila Prabhupada and、the guidance he gave the devotees,、his determination.
可以说这本书每一页都是甘露它详细地记述了 Srila Prabhupada 是怎样给予奉献者每一步的指导和训示指导他们完成这个项目。
Another book that Giriraj Maharaj put together was Many Moons.
Giriraj Maharaj 写的另一本书叫做多轮明月。
Describing the glories of many senior devotees who had、passed away and their glorious passing.
多伦明月这本书呢就记载了很多年长的资深的奉献者就是马哈拉的手中拿的这本书他们无比光荣的奉爱的一生以及他们光荣的离世
So he is one of those many moons
那其实马哈拉本人就是多伦明月当中的一轮、
Prabhupada attracted not one but many moons
Shrila Prabhupada 吸引进来的不只有一轮明月而是很多轮明月
And he is certainly one of Srila Prabhupada's、moon-like devotees
毫无疑问 Giriraj Maharaj 也是 Srila Prabhupada 吸引进来的明月一样的一位奉献者
So thank you Maharaj for joining us this morning
感谢 Giriraj Maharaj 今天能够来到我们的节目
Devotees theyare very inspired by hearing how the senior devotees were first introduced to Krishna consciousness.
奉献者们每次听到资深的年长的一些奉献者早期是怎么加入 Krishna 之觉的听到他们的故事之后奉献者们都会感到特别的受到鼓舞。
So could you tell us about that, please?
您可不可以也跟我们讲一下您的故事
Yes.In high school, I was、looking for perfect happiness.
早在高中的时候，我就在寻找完美的快乐。
And after some time, I came to the conclusion that perfect happiness could be achieved not spiritually, butExcuse me, not materially, but only spiritually.
经过一段时间的追寻之后，我得出的结论就是，完美的快乐不可能通过物质的方式获得，只有通过灵性的方式才能获得。
And then, after further investigation, I concluded that, to advance spiritually,one needed a guru.
之后经过了大量的调查研究，我又得出一个结论，就是如果一个人真的想在灵性道路上取得进步的话，他就需要一位 guru， 一位灵性导师。
And then my focus became how to find my guru.
之后呢，我的注意力就集中在找到我自己的 guru， 我的灵性导师。
And eventually, I did find him.
后来我真的找到了他。
He actually gave a lecture at my university.
当时他是在我所在的那所大学做讲座。
And after the lecture, the devotees...asked if anyone was driving to、Cambridge or Boston because the devotees needed a ride.
讲 讲座结束后就有奉献者问在场的人说有没有人开车去剑桥或者波士顿，因为奉献者们需要搭顺风车。
The devotees did not own any motor vehicles then.
因为当时奉献者们还没有任何的电动车辆。
And I was going to Harvard Square in Cambridge. So they said, you know, if anyone can give them a ride, they should present themselves in the lobby of the auditorium.
当时他们奉献者们就是说如果有谁去正好顺路去剑桥或者波士顿的话，可以在这个演播厅，也就是讲课大厅的那个大厅门口告诉我们一下，正好我那次就是要去剑桥。
So the first devotee I met was Maharaj Prabhuwho is the father of the famous Kirtanir Gauravani.
当时我遇到的第一位奉献者叫做 Gauriraj Prabhu, 他是一个特别有名的 Kirtan 高手 Gauravani Prabhu 的父亲。
And Maharaj Prabhu was just overflowing with bliss in Krishna consciousness.
当时我看到的 Maharaj Prabhu 的样子就是他充满着在 Krishna 知觉当中的喜乐。
So I told him that I had a car and I would be happy to drive the devotees to Harvard Square.
我当时就告诉他说我正好有车，我很乐意开车送奉献人们去哈佛广场。
But I really wanted to meet the guru because I was looking for my guru.
但实际上我真的很想见到 guru 灵性导师，因为当时我就是在找 guru。
So they said I could come to the temple the next day and
他们就告诉我说第二天我可以去拜访庙宇。
Yeah, and he would be giving a talk at the temple.
他们说咕噜明天会在庙里讲课。
So I went.
于是第二天我就去了庙里。
And He quoted a verse that out of, you know, Manusyanam Sahasri Surya Siddhaye, that out of many thousands of men, one will seek perfection.
当时在听课的时候，我就听到他引用了一个世节，也就是《波迦梵歌》的第七章的第三个世节，他说到，在千千万万人之中，可能只有一人追求完美，在那些达到完美的人中，几乎没有一个人能真正了解我。
So I thought, that's me. He's talking about me.
听了之后，我就说，那就是我呀，他说的是我。
So then, he asked for questions after his talk.For questions.
他讲完之后呢，就问现场听课的人有没有问题。
And I was burning to ask a question.
当时我是急切的想要问问题的。
Because I've been going to so many, you know, so-called gurus and masters and teachers.
因为我已经遇到了太多的咕噜灵性导师，太多的大师，太多的老师了。
So I asked, yeah, there's so many swamis and teachers, and each one advocates a different method of self-realization, and each one says that his is best. So how do I know which is actually best?
我当时就问他一个问题，我说有那么多的 Swami， 那么多的灵性导师，每个人都在宣传着不同的达到自我觉悟的方式，每个人也都宣称自己是最好的，那我怎么知道哪个才是最好的呢？
And Srila Prabhupada gave the most brilliant answer.
Prabhupada 给了我最精彩的一个答案。
He responded by asking me a question.
他反问我一个问题。
What is your goal?
他说你的目标是什么？
Do you want to serve God or do you want to become God?
你想要服务神还是想要成为神？
Because I was asking what is the best means, but there's a more basic question is what is the end, for which you want to adopt the means?
因为当时我问的问题是最好的方式最好的途径是什么，但其实根本的一个问题是我想要通过什么样的途径达到最终的那个目标。
He said if you want to become God that means you're not God now.
他说如果你的目标是想成为神，那就意味着你现在还不是神。
And how can not God become God?
不是神的人怎么能够成为神？
Then he said, God is God. He's always God.
他说神就是神，神永远是神。
He doesn't have to become God by yoga or meditation.
神不需要通过瑜伽或者冥想变成神。
Krishna is God. He's always God.
他说 Krishna 就是神，他始终都是神。
He's God when he's playing on the lap of Mother Yashoda.
他在亚瑟大妈妈的腿上玩耍的时候，他就是神。
He's God when he's speaking the Bhagavad Gita to Arjuna.
他在对阿尔朱纳讲述《薄伽梵歌》的时候，他还是神。
He's always God.
他始终都是神。
So, if you want to, if you want to serve God,
他说 如果你想要服务神。
And you sow the plant the seed, sow the seed of service to God.
你播下了对神服务的种子。
And water it with chanting.
用唱诵来浇灌这个种子。
Then God will give you all the, fresh air and sunlight and other, elements that you need, to make your, service grow.
如果你用水去浇灌这个种，用唱诵的水来浇灌这个种子的话，那么你这个服务的种子想要成长所需要的一切，条件新鲜的空气、阳光、其他的养分，神都会自动的提供给你的。
God will help you.
神会帮助你的。
But if you want to become God,
但如果你想成为神，
You're only cheating yourself.
你只不过是在骗自己而已。
Because why should God help the competition?
因为神为什么要去帮一个和他竞争的人呢？
He said, you can become godly, but you cannot become God.
他说你可以变得有神性， 但是你不可能变成神。
Now at that stage, I got the distinct impression that Srila Prabhupada was seeing straight through me.
那一刻我就有一个清晰的印象，我感觉Srila Prabhupada 直接看透了我的内心。
He was seeing beyond the walls of the temple room.
他能够，他的视线，视域能够穿透庙宇的墙壁。
Through all the streets on the way to my apartment.
能够穿过大街小巷，直达我的公寓。
Into my apartment.
能够一直抵达我的公寓。
Into my bathroom.
能够到达我的卫生间。
Where on the wall I had posted a sign in very ornate colored writing written by me. And the sign said,You are God.
当时我在我的房间的墙壁上贴着一个彩色的一个标识，上面写着我是神，那行字就是我自己写的。
So at that stage I perceived that Srila Prabhupada knew everything.
那一刻我就感知到Srila Prabhupada 是知道一切的人。
So he asked me, What is your goal? Do you want to serve God or do you want to become God?
这就是他问我的问题，你的目标是什么？你想要服务神还是想要成为神？
So by then I understood I couldn't become God.
那时候我就明白了，我是不可能成为神的。
But I also knew I couldn't cheat Srila Prabhupada.
我也知道我是骗不了 Srila Prabhupada 的。
So I said, I want to serve God, but actually I realized I wanted to become God.
我就跟他说，我想要服务神，但是过去一直以来我都想成为神。
And Srila Prabhupada said,Yes.
Srila Prabhupada 回答说，是的。
So then I knew I had found my guru. I had met my perfect master.
这时候我就懂了，我已经遇到了我的灵性导师，我完美的灵性导师，完美的主人。
So I put my head down on the floor and offered obeisances in the mood of surrender.
我就跪倒在地上，又顶拜了他，当时就怀着臣服的心态。
And I kept my head down for a long time.
我额头点地，这样保持了很长的时间。
Partly in the mood of surrender and partly because I was afraid that everyone would be staring at me and glaring at me. Oh, he wanted to become God. He wanted to become God.
我的前额点地顶拜了很长时间，一部分的心情是因为当时我感到要臣服，是臣服的心态，一部分的原因是因为我担心在场的所有人会盯着我看，会想，哦，他是想成为神的人。
But after some time, I heard sounds that indicated that food was being served.
那过了一会儿，我听到一个声音，也就是有人在说，接下来要派发食物了。
I thought, well, everyone will be busy eating. They won't be worried about me. So then I came up.
那我就知道了，到时候要派食物了，大家就会忙着吃东西了。不会有人在意我了，所以我才起身。
And one of the devotees served me a plate of the feast.
但是奉献者就派了一大盘的大餐。
It was like so colorful and beautiful.
而且是缤纷多彩的，特别漂亮。
I think the first item I had was a cauliflower pakora.
但是我记得我吃的第一个东西就是 pakora.
I put it in my mouth. It was like boom. It was like an explosion of taste like I'd never experienced before.
放到嘴里就感觉那个味道瞬间的要喷发出来，这个味道是我从来都没有尝过的。
And every item was spectacular.
每一道都妙极了。
So then I thought, you know, everything about Krishna consciousness is perfect.
之后我就感觉 Krishna 知觉当中的每一样东西方方面面都是完美的。
The guru is perfect.
Guru, 灵性导师是完美的。
Philosophy is perfect.
哲学是完美的。
Even the food is fantastic.
连食物都这样的美妙。
And then I surrendered to Srila Prabhupada and I stayed with him and a Krishna consciousness ever since.
从那以后我就臣服了是了 Prabhupada 和他一起在 Krishna 知觉当中做事。
That was 1969?
Yes.
1969.
Okay. 那时候是1969年。
Okay, so you heard from Prabhupada directly. He answered your question. Then at what point did you receive your first book? What were the circumstances? And you know, tell us a bit about that. Translation.
您直接听到了是了 Prabhupada 的讲话讲课，而且他直接亲自回答了您的问题。那么您接受到圣 Prabhupada 的书籍第一本书。是什么时候拿到的呢？又是在什么样的情况下接触到书的呢？
Yes, the books were very important.
的确，书籍非常重要。
At the time, there were only three books.
当时只有三本书。
Easy Journey to Other Planets.
简易星际之旅。
The abridged edition of Bhagavad Gita as it is.
还有《薄伽梵歌原译》简缩版。
And the teachings of Lord Chaitanya.
还有主 Chaitanya 的教导。
And Easy Journey to Other Planets was the shortest, and I started to read that.First,
简易星际之旅这本书是最短的、最薄的，所以我就从这本书开始读的。
And it was amazing.
真是太美妙了，太奇妙了。
Although it was a small book, but it gave complete directions how to practice bhakti yoga.
虽然书很小、很薄，但是却给了完整的关于怎么样修习 Bhakti Yoga 奉爱瑜伽 Krishna 知觉的指示。
So I took it as a manual or a guidebook how to practice Bhakti Yoga.
我就把这本书当做了我修习奉爱瑜伽的一个行动指南。
But I'll jump ahead just to one small exchange.It wasn't even an exchange, but a comment that Srila Prabhupada made.
那么我就快进一下，我来讲一下 Srila Prabhupada 做过的一个评论。
So, you know, after spending a year and a half in Boston, Srila Prabhupada wanted to begin his activities in India.
在波士顿停留 一年半之后，施了 Prabhupada 就计划去印度。
And so he wanted the number two man in each temple to go.
他需要，他想要每一座庙宇里面的二把手跟他去。
And I was the number two man in Boston.
当时我就是波士顿庙宇的二把手。
After Satsarupa Maharaj.
一把手是 Satsarupa Maharaj.
He was the temple president and I was the temple commander, Sankirtan leader, and treasurer.
当时 Satsarupa Maharaj 是波士顿庙的庙长，我是庙宇总指挥，也是 Sankirtan 派书队的队长，也是当时的会计。
So for the first year and a half, we were traveling in India.
对，过了一年半之后，我们就去印度了。
And then Srila Prabhupada got these three important properties in Mayapur, in Vrindavan, and in Juhu, Bombay.
那时候 Srila Prabhupada 买到了三块特别重要的地，一个是在 Mayapur， 一个是 Vrindavan， 一个就是孟买的朱湖。
And while we were traveling with Srila Prabhupada, I would always carry a book with me and read it whenever I had spare time.
在和 Srila Prabhupada 旅行的过程当中，我始终身上都带着一本书，一有闲余的时间，我就会去阅读。
And Srila Prabhupada noticed it.
Prabhupada 注意到了。
And in one like small gathering, he mentioned that, you know, that Giriraj is trying very hard to understand our philosophy.
有一次在几个人小聚的时候，Prabhupada 谈到了说 Giriraj 在非常努力的想要理解我们的哲学。
Yeah. Then another time, I had heard, and it's there, there's a shloka. You know, I had heard that the only price that you have to pay to become Krishna conscious is eagerness.
之后呢，我听到这么一句话，其实经典上也的确有这样一个师姐的，是这么说的，你想要变得有 Krishna 之觉，唯一要付出的代价就是你的渴望。
So at one early program with Srila Prabhupada in India, you know, I raised my hand and I asked if the only price we have to pay to become Krishna conscious is eagerness, then do we have to read books?
有一次在和圣 Prabhupada 在印度做的一个早期的节目上，我就举手问 Prabhupada 说，既然想要在 Krishna 知觉当中获得进步，唯一需要付出的代价是渴望，那么我们还需要读书吗？
And Srila Prabhupada replied, if you're eager, why should you not read books?
Srila Prabhupada 回答说，如果你真的渴望的话，为什么不读书啊？
Okay. You said that the first book you read was like a manual for you.
Yeah.
But was there something, I mean, a particular verse or phrase or a point the Prabhupada made that really kind of like struck you in the beginning?
Oh. Well, he, translation.
您说到您读到的第一本书是《简易星际之旅》，这本书就像是一个指导手册一样。那我想问的是，在您读过的书当中，有没有一个诗节或者某一句话一个要点特别的触动您？
I don't really remember any phrase as such, but he listed, you know, systematically the different processes of devotional service, like, you know, 9 processes of devotional service, 64 items of devotional service. And that impressed me, that it was all laid out very clearly. It wasn't hazy or fuzzy or ambiguous. It was clear, like a science.
我不记得有哪一个这样一个短语一句话有触动我，但是当我读到奉爱服务的64项奉爱服务，还有64项奉爱服务，还有主要的9项奉爱服务的时候，我就觉得这个特别的科学，特别的清晰，没有任何的含糊，没有任何的模棱两可之处，就像一门科学一样。
Okay.So, at this point, you're in the story, you're in India, and you traveled for quite an amount of time, you said a year and a half.
Yes.
And so, tell us a bit about Juhu, because you seem to have ended up there, and you were there for many long years.
Yes.
Translation.
您说到之后你们旅行到了印度，到了尤其是在孟买的诸湖，后来很多年您的服务都在诸湖那片地上，所以能不能给我们再讲一点关于诸湖的故事？
I will explain how I ended up in Juhu. Translation.
Sorry, Maharaj, could you please say it again?
I will explain how I came to be in Juhu.
我会跟大家来解释我是怎么样到诸湖的。
So at the Mayapur Festival in 1972, Srila Prabhupada asked to see me in the grass hut near the entrance to the Mayapur land.
在1972年那次 Mayapur 过节的时候，有一次圣 Prabhupada 要见我，他就在去到 Mayapur 那块地的入口处的那个茅草屋，他要见我。
And he said during the British ruleThey had 3 provinces, Bombay, Calcutta, and Madras.
圣帕巴的说在英国人统治时期有三个省，一个是孟买，一个是加尔各答，一个是 Madras.
Which do you want?
你想要哪一个？
I said, Srila Prabhupada,I will do whatever you want me to do. Just tell me where you want me to go, and I will go.
我就跟 Srila Prabhupada 说，我说 Srila Prabhupada, 你想要我去哪儿，我就去哪儿。你就告诉我你想要我去哪儿吧。
And Srila Prabhupada said, No, I want you to decide.
Srila Prabhupada 说不，我想要你自己来做决定。
And then I knew that Srila Prabhupada was trying to get me to come to a higher level of surrender.
那时候我才明白 Srila Prabhupada 想让我提升到更高层面的臣服。
Where he would give me the intelligence what to do.
这时候这个层面的臣服也就是他会他会给我智慧，给我智性， 让我自己来做决定，让我自己来判断该怎么做。
From Mayapur, we went to Calcutta.
我们从 Mayapur 就去到了加尔各答。
And every day I would chant in front of the deities and pray for guidance where I should go.
每一天我都会在神像面前念诵，并且祈祷神像能够给我指示，引导我，告诉我我应该去哪儿。
I was not getting any answer.
我没有得到任何的答案。
So finally I decided I would try, sorry to say, I would try to trick Srila Prabhupada into revealing which of the three he wanted me to go to.
后来我又尝试，抱歉，我在尝试，在用一种比较狡猾的方式引诱 Prabhupada 来向我揭示一下，到底他想要让我去哪一个地方。
I went into Srila Prabhupada's room and I said, I was thinking if I go back to Madras, I can do such and such. So maybe I should go back to Madras.
当时我那时候我就去到了 Srila Prabhupada 的房间，跟他说，我觉得如果我去 Madras 的话，我可以做什么什么服务，所以我想我还是去 Madras 吧。
And he said, yes, you can do.
他说，是的，你可以。
And then I said, but then again, I was thinking I could stay in Calcutta and I can do such and such here.
后来我又进一步的解释说，如果我去加尔各答的话，我可以做这个服务。
And with the exact facial expression, the exact same tone of voice, he said, yes, you can do.
圣卡帕的还是完全一样的表情，完全一样的语调，他说，是的，你可以做。
So by then I got the sinking feeling that my plan was not going to work.
这时候我就有这样一个想法，也有这样一个感觉，我的这些计划肯定都是不会奏效的，是行不通的。
But I was already invested in it, so I did the last one also.
前两个我都试过了，所以我也试了最后一个选项。
And I said, but then again, I was thinking I could go to Bombay.And do such and such. And with the
我又接着说，我可以去，我也可以去孟买。在孟买的话，我可以做这个服务。
With the exact same facial expression and the exact same tone of voice, he said, "Yes, you can do."
圣普拉布帕的还是完全一样的表情，完全一样的语调，说：“是的，你可以做。”
So, although my plan didn't work, I actually felt very happy.
虽然说我的这个诡计没能得逞，但是我还是很开心。
That my spiritual master was so intelligent, he couldn't be tricked by a silly disciple.
我之所以感到高兴，因为这让我明白我的灵性导师是那么的有智慧，他不可能被一个愚蠢的门徒骗过的。
So in the meantime, Srila Prabhupada left Calcutta.
与此同时 ，Prabhupada 也离开了加尔各答。
And I was, chanting and praying for some direction.
我又继续在念诵，在祈祷，祈祷能够获得一些指导。
And suddenly I got an insight.
突然我有了这样一个想法。
That I should go to Bombay.
我有一个灵感，就是我得去孟买。
that anyway, there's I had my reasoning, but just to save time, we'll just say that Bombay was the head office, and it was responsible for servicing the life members, and life membership was the most important program in India. And so I thought I could go and sort of take care of the life membership.
当然我有了这个想法，做出这个决定也是有不同的我自己的一个推理的过程，一个考虑的过程。为了节省时间，我就简单这么说吧。当时我就想，孟买是我们整个社团的算是一个总部，而在孟买最重要的一个项目就是终身会员制，那也是我们在服务终身会员的一个核心的地方，所以我想我还是去那边照顾终身会员吧。
So I wrote Srila Prabhupada about my decision, and he said, yes, come to Bombay immediately.
然后我就写信告诉了 Prabhupada 我的决定。Prabhupada 马上回信跟我说，是的，好的，立刻来孟买。
And, I mean, I could say what happened then, but that was how I came to Juhu.
但之后的事情我还可以再多讲的。总之刚刚说到的就是我是怎么来孟买珠湖的这个经过。
So then at that point, when you went and eventually the land was acquired in Juhu, and In the beginning, it was basically a jungle.
您去到孟买的时候，住户那片地已经买下了，可以说刚开始的时候是不是就是一片森林的样子呀？
And of course you've written about this, but many of the devotees don't know. Yourself along with several other devotees were living on the property in quite austere conditions.
当然您在您的书里面也提到了，有写到说您还有其他早期的几位奉献者住在那片地上，那块的环境特别艰苦，你们过得特别苦行。
Nowadays, nobody could even fathom what that meant.
可能现在回头去想都不知道在那样的环境下去生活意味着什么了。
So, I mean, from your perspective, I mean, what was it that kept you all going, you know, through those great austerities and when at times, you know, everything looked quite bleak? What was the driving force that kept you going?
那我想问的是，面临那么多的苦行，那么艰苦的环境，到底是什么，来激励你一直坚持下来的？是因为当时可能看上去，很希望是很惨淡的，很渺茫。那到底是什么来支撑你的呢？
The driving force was Srila Prabhupada, his desire and his mercy.
我坚持的驱动力就是 Srila Prabhupada, 他的愿望，他的仁慈。
I forget what year, but I gave a Vyasa Puja talk for Srila Prabhupada in Houston.
我忘记是哪一年了。那一年的圣 Prabhupada 显现日的时候，我供奉了 Vyasa Puja。我当时讲了，在那次 Vyasa Puja 上，我讲了一堂课。
And sort of echoing.Srila Narottam Das Thakur's song of separation, you know, like, Haha Swarup Sanatana, like, where are you? Where are you?
当时我讲话的讲课的一个主题和 Narottam Das Thakur 的那首歌，就是我们在奉献者引进日的时候唱的那首与奉献者主和他的奉献者分离的那首歌， 的主题和心态相关，就是你在哪里，你在哪里。
So, I sort of, you know, echoing those words, I was saying, mosquitoes, where are you? Oh, rats, where are you?
当时我就呼应那首歌里的歌词里面的那个句式，我当时就讲到说，苍蝇啊，你在哪里？仓鼠啊，你在哪里？
Because we had so many mosquitoes and rats in that hut where we were staying in Zhuhu.
因为我们在朱湖的时候住的那个茅草屋里面有太多的老鼠，太多的苍蝇。
But with all those, we had Srila Prabhupada.
有那么多的老鼠、蚊子、苍蝇，但是同时最重要的是我们有Srila Prabhupada。
I mean, not in the hut. He never stayed in the hut, but he was with us.
那我说我们有Srila Prabhupada的，并不是说他当时跟我们一起住在那个茅草屋，他倒没有住过，只是他一直都和我们同在。
And I will, I'll just read a short quotation.From a devotee named Manasatita from Italy, and it's quoted in the book about Juhu. So he later commented, we were living in bad conditions. Can you translate?
接下来我引用一段意大利的一位奉献者 Manasatita 他所说的话。这段话我也引用到了我的书里面，他说我们当时生活在艰苦的处境下。
But inside our hut, we were happy because Prabhupada was there.
但是我们内心里却是快乐的，因为 Prabhupada 在那里。
And we were safe from materialistic life.
因为我们从我们得到了保护，我们不用再过物质主义的生活。
When he was present, he would give lectures 2 times a day.
圣 Prabhupada 在的时候，他一天会讲2次课。
And we could see him all day long.
我们一整天都能看到他。
From the Brahmachari ashram, I could see him chanting his rounds.
我在 Brahmachari ashram 遵守生命住的房间，就能够看到圣 Prabhupada 在念诵。
We didn't mind that we were sleeping on the ground or in a place where the rain came in.
我们躺在地上睡觉，下雨的时候雨都会漏进来。我们也不在乎。
We were very happy.
我们非常快乐。
Really very happy.
真的非常非常快乐。
When I remember those days, I weep.
每当想起那些日子的时候，我都会落泪。
So that was
the hut, the infamous hut.
The infamous hut.
这个就是著名的茅草屋的故事。
And I could add that Bombay rats are not like ordinary rats.
我再补充一句，孟买的老鼠可不是普通的老鼠。
I mean, they, once I looked up actually the dimensions of Bombay rats, and they can be the size of small cats.
有一次我还仔细观察过孟买的老鼠，我发现它们的体积，它们的身体 可以像猫一样大。
And when they bite you, you don't feel it.
他们咬你的时候，你都感觉不到。
But when you wake up, you see your blood.
可是当你醒过来的时候，你发现你身上已经流血了。
Yeah, it was really once a mouse, I don't know, because we have these like rafters. Once a mouse fell down into someone's cup of dal.
有一次我们在荣耀普沙达姆的时候，当时每个人都有一个杯子是装绿豆汤的。当时在荣耀普沙达姆的时候，就有一只大老鼠掉到了某个奉献者的装绿豆汤的那个杯子里。
So yeah, externally it was quite austere.
当然，从外在的环境来看是很艰苦的。
嗯，
So eventually, I mean, Prabhupada had victory. I mean, long story short, I mean, beautiful temple was erected and, Prabhupada was quite pleased with the efforts of the devotees and the outcome.
不管怎么说，多么的艰苦，圣普拉普华德的这个孟买诸湖的项目还是大获成功。最后，终于一座美丽的庙宇拔地而起，奉献者的努力取悦了舍勒帕布帕的。
That is true.
的确是这样。
Srila Prabhupada invited the deities, Shishi Radharasa Bihari, to a shed on Hare Krishna land in Juhu, and he said, you just sit down here, and I will build you a beautiful temple.
当时买了诸湖那片地之后 ，Hare Krishna 之地之后，还没有建庙的时候，圣 Prabhupada 就请了Shishi Radharasa Bihari 神像，这组神像到那里，把他们安置在一个小屋里面。Prabhupada 说：“我的主，你们就先坐到这里，我会为你们建一所庙。”
And Tamal Krishna Goswami commented.That we often hear of devotees performing austerities for the sake of the deities. But in Hare... Yeah?
Pamela Krishna Goswami 后来他说了一句话，他说我们经常会看到奉献者们为了神像会承受很多苦行。
But in Hare Krishna land, the deities performed...austerities for the sake of the devotees.
可是在这片 Hare Krishna 之地上，我们的神像却在为奉献者在做苦行。
Just as a point of information for the devotees, we will be translating the book, I'll Build You a Temple, in due course, and that's something you can look forward to.
那顺便跟大家告诉大家一个消息 ，Giriraj Maharaj 的新书《我会为你建一所庙》是关于诸湖的故事的。我们也会尽快的把它翻译出来，大家可以自己来品读。
Very exciting story.
非常精彩的故事。
Yeah. At one point, Prabhupada seemed to have directed you to write. And you had written something, and Prabhupada recognized your ability, and he gave you a directive to write.
那我们记得 Srila Prabhupada 好像有一次也直接给您训示您去写作，因为他看到您写的一些东西，看到了您在写作方面的能力，所以他直接给了您训示去写作，是这样吗？
Yes. I joined...The temple first in Boston.
是的，我刚开始加入波士顿的庙宇。
And Satsarupa was, he was the temple president, but he was also the editor of Bhakti Godhead magazine.
当时的 Satsarupa Maharaj, 他是波士顿庙宇的庙长，也是回归神手杂志的编辑。
So he wanted articles for the magazine.
他就想为杂志征稿。
And he wanted to contribute and serve him and please him. So I wrote an article.
为了给杂志投稿，为了取悦他，服务他，我就写了一篇文章。
About Guru.
关于 Guru, 灵性导师的。
So, you know, as is natural, it took some months between the, when I wrote the article and it was submitted and then the magazine was finally published with the article.
从我写这篇文章到递交然后再到得到批准发表杂志正式的出出来这个花了一段时间的。
And by then, I was with Srila Prabhupada in India.
当时我和 Srila Prabhupada 一起在印度。
And we were in Gorakhpur at Sri Krishna Niketan, which had been the personal residence of Hanuman Prasad Poddar, who was the head of the Gita Press.
当时的Gita 出版社就在I forgot the name.
Hanuman Prasad Poddar.
那个地方叫 Hanuman Prasad, 什么是一个地名我没说全。
And so Srila Prabhupada called for me to see him in his room.
那时候 Prabhupada 就召唤我让我去他房间他要见我。
And he said, I've read your article.
他说我读了你写的文章。
It is very nice.
非常好。
You should write.
你应该写作。
You should take up writing as your first business.
你应该把写作当做你的头等大事。
And then he gave some other instructions that really guided me, you know, for my life.
但是同时他又给了我其他的一些训示。让我偏离了第一个训示。
He asked me, "Do you ever think of getting married?"
有一次他问我说，你有没有想过要结婚？
And I said no.
我说没有。
Except.That I see that all the GPCs are married.
除了有时候，当我看到那些 GPC 结婚的时候。
Because in the early days, Srila Prabhupada envisioned that the GPCs were managers and they should be householders.
因为当时早期的时候，圣 Prabhupada 他的构想是这样的，就是 GBC 还有管理者们，他们应该成为居士。
And the sannyasis should travel and see that the standards are maintained in the temples and look for places where new temples could be established.
而 sannyasi 就应该不断的去旅行，这样的话就能够确保已经建。立的庙宇能够维系下去，同时又在不断的找新的地方建立新的庙宇。
But at the time, I thought the GBCs were like a special category of devotee, like better than other devotees?
因为当时我的感觉，我的理解就是GBC 做 GBC 的奉献者，他们和普通的奉献者是不同类的，他们是更好的一类奉献者。
So when Srila Prabhupada asked, do you ever think of getting married? I said, no, except that I see all the GBCs are married.
所以当圣普拉布华德问我你有没有想过结婚的时候，我说平时没有，但是当我看到那些 GBC 们都结婚了的时候，我会有。
Then Srila Prabhupada said, you will never become GBC.
然后Srila Prabhupada说你永远都不会成为 GBC 的。
He said, it's better to remain Brahmachari, and after some time, I will give you sannyas.
他就告诉我说你最好还是保持 Brahmachari 真守生，过一段时间我会给你 sannyas 启迪。
Which was fulfilled the first Gaur Purnima after Srila Prabhupada left by Tamal Krishna Goswami, from whom I took sannyas.
在 Srila Prabhupada 离开躯体之后的第一个 Gaur Purnima 的时候，圣帕帕的曾经说过的对我的这个安排就实现了，我就从 Tamala Krishna Goswami Maharaj 那里得到了 sannyas 启迪。
And Srila Prabhupada said that the urges of the body, and he said not just the sex urge, but any demand of the body is like an itch.
圣帕帕的说身体的冲动不光是性冲动，是任何身体的冲动都像是身体的痒一样。
And if you scratch the itch, initially it might get some relief, but then it becomes worse.
他说就像是身体某一个部位很痒的时候，你把痒的地方挠一挠，刚开始的时候会感到这个痒的感觉有所缓解，但过一段时间它又会变得更严重。
He said it's better to tolerate.
所以呢，最好还是忍住。
Okay. As many of the senior devotees and those who join quite early, you've certainly performed a variety of different services. Is there a service amongst all the services that is your favorite?
就像早期加入 Krishna 之觉的很多奉献者一样，他们都从事过各种各样的很多类的奉爱服务，那您想必也是，在您从事过的众多的奉爱服务当中，哪一项是您自己最喜欢的呢？
The one that comes to mind is book distribution.
我想到的一个是派书。
Yeah, I really relish book distribution.
我真的很享受，很喜欢派书。
In Boston, I was the leading book distributor. Although back then, mainly we were distributing Back to Godhead magazines.
当时在波士顿的时候，我是领头的派书者之一，领头的派书者。虽然说早期我们派发的主要就是回归神手杂志。
And on occasion, I would distribute books in India.
有一次我在印度派书。
But in India, Srila Prabhupada established the Life Membership Program, which he said he created as a way for distributing his books.
在印度，圣普拉布帕德成立了终身会员制。他说他在印度设立这个体制， 这个制度就是为了派发他的书籍。
There's something very special about giving someone Srila Prabhupada's books.
把 Srila Prabhupada 的书籍给到别人，这是一件很特殊的事情。
And in one letter he wrote me, go on increasing books and go on increasing my pleasure.
在给我的一次回信中，施老爸爸的回答到说，继续增加派书量，继续增加我的快乐。
So, yeah, book distribution. But once I sort of lamented to His Holiness Devamrita Swami that I wasn't distributing books as much as I used to. I was hardly distributing books now.
所以说，刚刚回答您的问题就是我最喜欢的书，最喜欢的奉爱服务还是派书。那有一次我跟 Devamrita Swami Maharaj。谈到我觉得挺难过的，我现在派书，当时跟他说的时候，我说我现在派书不如以前多了，那说到现在我基本上都没怎么派书了。
And Devamrita Swami replied, but now you're writing books to be distributed.
然后 Devamrita Swami Maharaj 回复我说，他说你现在没有派书了，可是你正在写书，在被人派出去。
And I thought of Srila Prabhupada's statement, go on increasing books and go on increasing my pleasure. At the time I took it, go on increasing my book distribution and go on increasing my pleasure, but it could also mean go on increasing books, go on increasing the number of books.new books and go on increasing my pleasure.
我就在想圣帕帕的给我的回信当中的那句话，当时他说的是继续增加派数量，继续增加我的快乐。那么到现在我的理解是，那这个话也可以这么理解，继续增加派数量，继续增加新书，继续增加施拉帕帕的快乐。
Wonderful. You mentioned earlier that any time you got an opportunity, you said you carried a book with you in those early days, and any time you got an opportunity, you would read Prabhupada's books, and Prabhupada, he noted that.
Yes.
So there seems to be a connection between studying Prabhupada's books, I mean seriously studying them, and from that,developing the desire to distribute them.
非常精彩的，非常精彩，谢谢您的分享。那您刚刚有提到说，您在和圣帕帕旅行的过程当中，总是身边会带着书，一有时间就会见缝插针的去读书。那我们想，我们相信，在读书、认真的研习圣帕帕的书籍和有强烈的愿望去派发他的书籍，这两者之间一定是有关联的。
Well, studying the books, I came to appreciate more and more the value of what was in the books and the benefit that one got by applying what was in the books. And so I wanted to share that good fortune with others.
的确，通过研习，认真的研习圣帕帕的这些书籍，我就更能够理解，更能够欣赏圣帕帕的书籍的珍贵，也就更能够理解运用圣帕帕的书籍当中的知识是会让人们获得多么大的益处。所以我也就有了动力、愿望去派发圣帕帕的书籍。
And once Srila Prabhupada said of his devotees, distributing my books will keep them happy, and reading my books will keep them, keep them in Krishna consciousness.
Reading my books will keep them happy?
Yeah, no. Okay. Distributing my books will keep them happy, and reading my books will keep them, meaning keep them in Krishna consciousness.
有一次圣帕巴特说阅读派发我的书籍让他们读到书籍会给他们一些会让他们快乐会让他们保持快乐但是给到让他们拿到书他们阅读我的书籍他们就会保持在 Krishna 之觉当中
So you yourself experience the transformation the teachings of Prabhupada's books in your own life and you had that experience you wanted to share it with otherseare there some instances that stick out in your mind that where you witnessed a transformation in someone else's life when you were involved with distributing books to them?
您自己通过阅读和运用圣帕巴德的书籍的内容自己发生了转变你也有因此也有这样的动力去派发书籍那您有没有在派书方面的例子圣帕巴德的书籍是如何改变其他人的生命的
Well, at the time we distribute the books, we don't know what the result will be.
我们在派书的时候并不知道派书的结果会是什么。
But later people tell us, may tell us what effect the book had on them.
后来我们会听到，之后我们会听到拿到书的人告诉我们这些书籍对他们产生了多么大的影响。
But one incident really, convinced me from practical experience about the value of the transformative power of Srila Prabhupada's books.
有一个例子让我实际的感受到了 Srila Prabhupada 的书籍带给人的转变。
I had a meeting with the devotees in Mauritius, which is an island in the Indian Ocean between India and Africa.
有一次我在见印度洋上一个岛也就是印度和非洲之间的一个地方印度洋的一个岛的奉献者的时候
And I was asking the devotees how they became devotees
我就问现场的奉献者们你们是怎么样成为奉献者的
90% said they became devotees by reading Srila Prabhupada's books.
90% 的人都说他们成为奉献者是因为阅读了圣帕巴德的书籍。
Some had gotten books on the street.
有的人是在大街上请到书的。
But some had read the books in the library.
有的是在图书馆。有的是在图书馆里面读到圣帕巴德的书的
I gotten the book from the library
在图书馆里面拿到书的
Which reminds me how important it is that we place Srila Prabhupada's books in libraries
这给我一个提示也就是把圣帕巴德的书籍放到图书馆里面很重要
So yeah, 90% joined from Srila Prabhupada's books.
90% 人加入我们的运动都是因为圣帕巴德的书籍。
There's one devotee in San Diego who joined from reading Srila Prabhupada's books.
有一位圣地亚哥的奉献者他加入 Krishna 之觉也是因为 Srila Prabhupada 的书籍。
Somehow he got a book and he opened it up and the first thing he read was Srila Prabhupada saying something like, if you're not Krishna conscious, you're no better than a dog or a hog.
他拿到圣普拉帕德的一本书之后，读到的第一句话就是圣普拉帕德说，如果你没有 Krishna 之觉的话，你就猪狗不如。
And it was very strong language.
其实 Prabhupada 的话说得很重的。
But that new person thought about it, if I'm not God conscious, then what's the difference between me and a dog or a hog?
这个话很重，可是那个新人拿到书之后，他却的确去反思了，说是啊。如果我没有 Krishna 知觉的话，那么我和猪和狗有什么区别呢？
And he became a devotee from that book.
就因为读了那一本书，那句话，他就成为了奉献者。
From that one page in the book.
就是因为那本书的那一页。
You said earlier that when Prabhupada, He created the life membership program in India. It was really a strategy for him to distribute his books.
Yes.
And I know personally you were involved with making hundreds of members and all, if not thousands. Did you see or some kind of transformation in the lives of those people? I mean, when they received books, I mean, was it something that you could actually kind of witness, you could measure in some way just by their response?
您刚刚说到圣普拉帕德在印度引入了终身会员制，这个制度的目的就是派发更多圣普拉帕德的书籍。那据我所知，您本人，您亲自发展了，不说有几千人，至少有几百位终身会员。那么你有没有在他们身上看到圣 Prabhupada 的书籍带给他们的变化，给他们的影响呢？
Many of them did change by reading the Prabhupada's books.
他们当中很多终身会员的确他们的生命因为阅读圣 Prabhupada 的书籍发生了变化。
We were also visiting them, so it was probably a combination of reading the books and having association with devotees.
当然，除了把书派给他们，我们也有定期去拜访他们。所以说，他们之所以发生变化，我想是这两者的结合：阅读圣帕帕的书籍，又得到奉献者们的联谊。
So cultivation.Cultivation.
Yes, yes.
也就是说后续的培养。
But knowing you the way I do and hearing from the book and all, I know you spent quite a bit of time with people, and because you yourself had deeply studied Prabhupada's books, you were quite expert in presenting them. So I think what you had to say was quite convincing. Quite convincing.
据我了解，您自己也是非常认真的有研习圣普拉帕德的书籍，你也花了很长时间去培养这些终身会员，所以您说的话是很有说服力的。
So seed planting needs to be there, but cultivation needs to be there.
那我们由此可见，播种很重要，后续的培育、培养、跟进也很重要。
Very true.
You know,
非常正确。
As I said earlier, I believe there's a clear connection between, you know, studying the books on a daily basis and developing a real strong desire to distribute them. Have you, I mean, through the years, had a particular program for studying the books, because obviously you're very well read and you're very expert at presenting the philosophy. Was there a system that you followed to study?
就像刚刚我们说的，你认真的研习圣普拉巴达的书籍和怀着和培养起和有强烈的愿望去派发圣普拉巴达的书籍，这两者之间是有直接的关系的。那么这么多年来，您自己有没有一个特别的阅读圣普拉巴达书籍的方法计划？而且因为我知道您自己是研习了很多圣普拉巴达的书籍，也很善于去讲述去呈现Krishna 自己的哲学的。
At one stage, I was in Mauritius, and I couldn't get a visa to re-enter India. And I had quite a lot of time to read.
有一段时间我待在毛里求斯，当时很难得到一个去印度的签证，所以我就待在那里，那段时间恰好有大量的时间可以读书学习。
And I systematically read all of Srila Prabhupada's books.
那段时间我就系统的阅读完圣普拉帕所有的书籍。
Srimad Bhagavatam and Chaitanya Charitamrita.
有圣典摩迦瓦坛，有永恒的主柴藤雅经。
And that period was very nourishing for me to be doing all that reading.
这样系统的读书，那个时间段对我来说是特别很受滋养的一段时间。
And you know, in recent years, I haven't been so systematic.
近几年来，我的阅读并没有那么的系统。
But I take consolation in Srila Prabhupada's statement that speaking for half an hour is equal to reading for 2 hours.
但是我想起来圣普拉帕说过一句话，这句话让我觉得有点受到安慰。圣普拉帕他说，讲授半个小时胜过阅读两个小时。
Kamal Krishna Goswami always used to say that when you repeat what you read, you get realization.
Kamala Krishna Goswami 也曾经说，当你去重述去讲述你阅读的内容的时候，你就获得了觉悟。
So by speaking, you assimilate the knowledge.
那也就是通过去讲述，你就吸收了这个知识。
But I always read every day.
当然，我一直保持的一个习惯就是每天都会阅读。
I strongly encourage devotees to read every day, even if they don't have a lot of time, but at least some time, at least a verse and a purport, or to be in touch with Srila Prabhupada's words, with his vani.
但无论如何，我强烈的提倡，建议奉献者们每天都读圣 Prabhupada 的书籍，即便你没有大量的时间，至少能够花出一点时间，哪怕是每天就读一个诗节、一个要旨，这样的话就能够保持每天都和圣 Prabhupada 的 Vani、他的训示、他的话语保持着连接、保持着联系。
Good. Okay. So finally, what message or advice could you give to the devotees, especially the younger devotees, on how to remain enthusiastic in Krishna consciousness, and inspired to both study Prabhupada's books deeply and develop the desire to distribute them to others.
那么您对奉献者们，尤其是新奉献者们，有什么样的话要说？有什么样的建议呢？怎么样能够让他们在 Krishna 知觉当中始终保持着热情，始终备受鼓舞，想要总是渴望去研习，认真的研习圣帕巴德的书籍，并且总是有强烈的愿望去派发圣帕巴德的书籍呢？
I compiled some quotations on this subject for this occasion.
为了接受今天的采访，为了我做了一些准备，所以我也写了几段话。
And I'll read a few of them because they are very encouraging and inspiring.
有几段引言，我来读几段，非常的鼓舞人心。
And convincing.
也很让人信服。
So this is from a talk on Srimad Bhagavatam 116.8 by Srila Prabhupada on January 5th, 1974 in Los Angeles.
这是1974年的1月5号在洛杉矶圣 Prabhupada 的博加瓦坛讲课当中谈到的一段话。他当时在讲圣典博加瓦坛的第一篇第16章第80节。
So Srila Prabhupada said, This is the Bhagavat. There is no comparison.
圣 Prabhupada 这么说道，他说这就是 Bhagavat 是无与伦比的。
There is no literature throughout the universe like Srimad Bhagavatam.
他说在整个宇宙之内没有什么样的文献可以和圣典博加瓦坛相比拟。
There is no comparison.
没有任何文献可以与它相提并论。
There is no competition.
没有什么文献可以和它竞争。
Every word is for the good of the human society.
每一个词都是为了全人类社会的益处。
Every word, each and every word.
每一个字，每一个词。
Therefore, we stress so much on book distribution.
所以我们才如此强调派书。
Somehow or other, if the book goes in one's hand, he will be benefited.
无论如何，如果书能够到达一个人的手里，这个人就必定会受益。
At least he will think, oh, they have taken so much price. Let me see what is there.
至少他们会想，他们收了我这么多钱，我花了这么多钱拿了这本书，我看看里面讲的是什么。
If he reads one shloka, his life will be successful. If he reads one shloka, one word.
如果他读了一个 shloka, 一个诗节，一个词，他的生命就成功了。
This is such a nice thing.
这是多么美妙的一件事。
Therefore, we are stressing so much.Please distribute book, distribute book, distribute book.
所以我们才如此强调，请派书，派书，再派书。
A greater mridanga. We are chanting, playing our mridanga. It is heard within this room or a little more. But this...
因为派书是更大的 Mridanga， 我们在这个房间里面唱诵，我们敲着脑钵，打着 Mridanga 鼓，顶多这个房间里面，甚至更远一点的距离的人能够听到。
But this mridanga will go home to home, country to country, community to community, this brihad mridanga.
可是舒淇这个 brihad mridanga, 大 mridanga 鼓它会去到家家户户会去到每一个城镇每一个乡村去到每一个地方。
So, I mean, that's very inspiring, both for reading and for distributing.
这段话对我们读书和派书来说都是非常有激励作用的。
And, yes, in one interesting purport, Srila Prabhupada speaks about reading his books.
在一个师姐的要旨当中 Prabhupada 也说到了阅读他的书籍的重要性。
He was speaking about a verse from Srimad Bhagavatam, 6.1.3.
当时圣 Prabhupada 在讲述圣殿波加瓦坛的第六篇第一章第三十节。
The blessed messengers of Lord Vishnu, the Vishnu Dutas said, if you are actually servants of Yamaraj, you must explain to us the meaning of religious principles and the symptoms of irreligion.
主 Vishnu 的信使 Vishnu 都他们告诉 Yama 都他们如果你们真的是 Yamaraj 阎罗王的信使那请你们解释一下真正的宗教和宗教的特征和非宗教的特征。
And then in his talk, Srila Prabhupada says, this is a very nice challenge.
在圣 Prabhupada 的那个讲课当中他说这是一个非常好的挑战。
Suppose if you say we are Krishna conscious persons, one may challenge you. First of all, explain what you know about Krishna.
同样的当我们告诉人们我们是 Krishna 知觉的修习者那人们可能会挑战会问你说那关于 Krishna 知觉你了解什么呢
That is quite natural.
这是很自然很正常的一个问题。
If you do not know about Krishna, you have no right to say, I belong to the Krishna consciousness movement.
如果你都不了解 Krishna, 你都讲不出来,那你就没有权利说我属于Krishna 知觉协会 ,Krishna 知觉运动。
Simply if you have Tilak and Kanti,That does not mean that you belong to the Krishna consciousness movement.
你只是画上提拉克带着康蒂吐色锦珠这并不代表你就是 Krishna 知觉运动当中的一员了。
You must know the philosophy.
你得了解 Krishna 知觉的哲学。
If one challenges, you must reply.
如果有人挑战你你得回答得上来。
And one last verse and purport from Chaitanya Charitamrita Madhya Lila, chapter 25, verse 278.
这是来自于永恒的诸产品雅经 Madhya Lila 中篇逍遥的二十五。五章的二百七十八十节。
So the text 278. Man becomes stout and strong by eating sufficient grains.
这个世界当中有写到说，一个人通过食用，通过吃谷物，他的身体会变得强壮。
So this is Chaitanya Charitamrita. This is Srila Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami speaking.
这是永恒的主柴坦尼亚经，所以这段话是 Srila Krishna, Krishna Kaviraj Das Goswami 在讲的话。
So, man becomes strong and stout by eating sufficient grains, but the devotee who simply eats ordinary grains, but does not taste the transcendental pastimes of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Krishna, gradually becomes weak and falls down from the transcendental position.
但是如果奉献者只是吃普通的谷物却不品尝主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 和主 Krishna 超然逍遥时光的美味，那么他们就会变得脆弱，变得虚弱，最终从超然的位置上堕落下来。
However, if one drinks but a drop of the nectar of Krishna's pastimesHis body and mind begin to bloom, and he begins to laugh, sing, and dance.
但是如果一个人哪怕只是喝饮一滴的 Krishna 逍遥时光的甘露，他的身体，他的心意就开始大放光芒，开始开花，他就开始大笑、唱歌、跳舞。
And in his purport, Srila Prabhupada writes,
在这个世界的要旨当中 Srila Prabhupada 这么写道
All the devotees connected with the Krishna consciousness movement must read all the books that have been translated.
他说任何与 Krishna 智取运动连接起来的所有奉献者都必须阅读翻译出来的所有书籍永恒的朱查特尼亚经圣典波加瓦坛波加梵歌等等
The Chaitanya Charitamrita Srimad Bhagavatam Bhagavad Gita and otherwise and others
所有被翻译出来的书籍包括永恒的朱查特尼亚经还有圣典波加瓦坛波加梵歌以及其他的书籍
Otherwise after some timeThey will simply eat, sleep, and fall down from their position.
否则过一段时间他们就只剩下了吃睡然后从自己的地位上堕落下来。
Thus, they will miss the opportunity to attain an eternal, blissful life of transcendental pleasure.
这样他们就错失了真达永恒喜乐的生活品味超然快乐的机会了
So my dear devotees please read Srila Prabhupada's books and distribute them
所以亲爱的奉献者们请大家认真地阅读圣帕巴德的书籍并且认真地热情地去派发圣帕巴德的书籍
In fact, I'm getting so inspired that I'll just read a few more words from Srila Prabhupada.
我很受鼓舞，所以我想再读几段圣Prabhupada说的话。
A talk on Srimad Bhagavatam 611.On May 21st, 1975, in Melbourne.
这是1975年圣帕巴德在墨尔本讲1975年的3月21日圣帕巴德在墨尔本讲的圣典波加瓦坛第一六篇第一章第一诗节。
Srila Prabhupada said, We have got Krishna. We have got spiritual master. We have got books.Bhagavat, Gita. Now let us take advantage.
圣帕巴德讲到说，我们有了 Krishna， 我们有了灵性导师，我们有了书籍，有圣典波加瓦坛、波加梵歌。现在就让我们充分的利用好这一切吧。
These transcendental literatures, we have taken much pain to translate them so that you can understand.
这些超然的文件是我花了很大的心血辛劳翻译出来的，就是想让你们受益，你们要充分的利用起来。
We have got 50 books.
我们已经有了50部书了。
It is meant for all human beings.
这些书是为了全人类而写的。
So take advantage of this knowledge and understand the philosophy of life that I am eternal.
所以请你们好好的把握这些文献，明白生命的真相，明白我是永恒的。
Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai.
Jai Prabhupada.
Prabhupada's books Ki Jai. Reading Srila Prabhupada's books Ki Jai.
Jai.
We didn't get translation, I'm sorry.
一切荣耀归于 Srila Prabhupada， 一切荣耀归于 Srila Prabhupada 的书籍，一切荣耀归于 Srila Prabhupada 书籍的阅读和派发。
And distributing Srila Prabhupada's books, Ki Jai.
一切荣耀归于圣 Prabhupada 书籍的派发。
Well, on behalf of the devotees of the China Mission and for all the other devotees that joined us from around the world,we want to thank you so much from the bottom of our hearts for taking the time and trouble to share so much from your heart.
我想代表所有中国使命的奉献者，还有今天早上上线来聆听我们节目的所有奉献者，衷心的感谢您，感谢您能够分享发自内心的这些感悟和训示。
And we have a humble request.
最后我们有一个卑微的请求。
If you could please bless us, that you know our China mission will continue to prosper, and you know the years ahead there are challenges, no doubt. But if you could please bless us, it would go a long way, I think, to ensuring success.
请求您能够给我们祝福，祝福中国使命能够继续蓬勃发展。当然在接下来的一年内必定会遇到很多的挑战，但是有您的祝福，我们相信一定会发展得更好。
Oh, you're doing very valuable service, in China, to the people of China.
你们在为中国人做着非常珍贵的，非常宝贵的服务。
And I wish you continued success and increasing success.
我祈祷你们继续能够保持成功，也能够更加的成功，变得更加的成功。
And I will pray for all of you.
我会为你们所有人祈祷。
And yeah, I don't think I've ever been on a Zoom call with so many participants.
我想我还没有，从来没有参加过有这么多人参加的Zoom 会议。
There's nearly 250 now. Of course, there are devotees joining us from around the world, but those are the devotees who are online listening.Then this is all being recorded and will be distributed. So, I mean, perhaps up to 800 or 1,000 devotees will be listening to this at some point.
那今天上线聆听的大概250个奉献者了，244个，当然也包括其他国家的奉献者。今天早上的这个采访的录音，我们会分享给还没有参加的奉献者，相信肯定到时候会有几百名甚至上千位奉献者聆听到的。
So thank you, thank you, thank you.
非常非常感谢您。Thank you, Maharaj.
Hare Krishna.
It's an honor,
Krishna.
Privilege and a pleasure.
能够和你们联谊是我的荣幸，我也感到非常的高兴。
All glories to Srila Prabhupada. All glories to Srila Prabhupada's wonderful servant, His Holiness Giridhara Swami Maharaj.
所有荣耀归于 Srila Prabhupada 优秀的仆人圣 Giridhara Swami Maharaj.
All glories to the devotees who are joining us today.
所有荣耀归于今天早上上线来听这个访谈的所有奉献者们。
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
All glories to your service.
Hare Krishna.
所有荣耀归于你们的服务。